All right. Coming at you. Sir Earl's podcast again. It's my world. Today is Monday, December 21st. We have 4 more days to Christmas. I hope everybody's enjoying their time and time off if you got it. And, you know, it's been a real long year. It's not like once the clock ticks at December 31st, we are overcome all this stuff and we're in a different world. It doesn't really happen that way. I just say make the best of what you can. I mean, we've had a really, really great year. We've accomplished a lot of things. GA turning pro was one. Moving to a new facility at the end of this week is another one. We're gonna expand, get bigger, get better. The social media has a far-reaching approach, so it's much better, way better than I ever thought it would be. So, you know, it's been a really good year for us, and it's just, you know, we're just gonna continue to work, you know, and continue to make the most of it all. And, you know, and if you do the same, you know, we can't run around like Chicken Little complaining about the sky is falling. There's a lot of great opportunities out there because you have so many other people believing that the sky is falling. So you just run around and you take advantage of those opportunities. So next week, probably next Friday or Saturday, I'll come at you again with another podcast. We do a podcast called Generational Differences with me and my son, and that seems to be a really, really good thing that people like to listen to. It's the differences in the way that things affect us and how you think about it. And my son is 25, I'm 55. So, you know, we discuss a lot of different topics. And we have varied opinions on it. And, you know, that's what I feel the basis of this podcast is. And it's to open up discussions. Not necessarily to be so controversial, but just open up discussions. People feel different ways. I respect everybody's opinion, whether I agree with it or not. It's a different story. But I do respect people's opinion and their right to have it. We're starting to really get a lot of people tuning in to this podcast, and that's a great thing. It shows that not just I believe that some of the topics that I discuss are useless. I find a lot of people, I mean, we have a lot of people downloading North Carolina. If you're from that area, we just had a huge downloads from that. I really, really appreciate it. Everybody listening, everybody downloading. It's a great thing. It's far beyond the success that I ever thought that I would accomplish with a podcast. I didn't feel that I had a lot to say, but I guess I do. They always tell me, my wife, GA, always tell me I talk a lot. So this year in 2021, we're going to be bringing a lot more videos to our social media. My son is actively involved in video editing. He has a place called Sir Camelot Studios. So we're going to be bringing a lot more better videos and a lot more content, a lot more topics. We have a huge social media following, and we want to grow it to get even bigger. We want it to be the best that's out there, period. So we put a lot of work, a lot of hours, a lot of dedication into making this social media work. So it's been, like I said before, it's been a really, really good year for us in accomplishing a lot of things that otherwise, you know, I don't think we could have accomplished. So it's just all in how you look at it. There's an old saying, whether you think you can or whether you think you can't, both are usually right. I thought that we could have a great year. I think 2021 can be an even greater year, and we're just going to keep pushing, and we're going to keep striving and keep grinding, and we're going to get to where we're trying to go, which is the top of the mountain of fitness. So, all right, on that note, My topic for today is millennials. You know, this current generation that they call millennials that grew up on instant everything. We complain so much, and I used to be one of them. We complain so much about they don't like the work, the laziness, the all these different things that we prescribe to this current generation. Two things that we have to remember, and this is one of the things I said before that didn't get me invited back to speak again at this church that I was speaking at, and that is whatever problems we have, however we look at this current generation, good or bad, we have to remember one thing. As parents, we raise them. They are a reflection of what we did or what we didn't do. And so many people as parents, they don't want to look at themselves. It's easy to just blame the child, the era. Oh, they got social media and they got all this crazy music. And I listen to some of the stuff that they listen to. Megan Thee Stallion is one of them, okay? And, you know, and you're talking about this wet-ass pussy. You know what I mean? I think it's ridiculous. But my mom thought the same thing when I was growing up. And I was listening to Prince. And he's screaming, "Do me, baby." You know, she thought I was nuts. Her mom thought she was crazy because they listened to James Brown and Elvis, who was always shaking the hips. So that was a really risque thing to do at that time. But the kids that were coming up loved it. Why? Because it was their culture. It was their time. It was their nature. I grew up on gangster rap. And at the time, parents or the older generation thought it was about as ridiculous as it come, all that cursing and murdering. But it was a reflection of the times I grew up in, growing up in the inner city of Chicago in one of the roughest neighborhoods, Inglewood, that there is. It spoke directly to us and what we experienced and what we saw every day. So we related to that just as kids of today or teenagers or young adults of today resonate with the current music of today. So we have to, at times, and parents don't like to hear this, we have to put ourselves in their position at one time. Your parents thought what you were listening to and what you were wearing and all these things, they thought it was ridiculous, but yet that was a sign of the times. And it's no different now. The only difference is we are our parents, and we judge our kids as our parents judged us, when in reality, I think you could learn more by trying to get an understanding. What our kids have become is what we raised. We as parents raised them. If they have a lack of disrespect for authorities, don't blame it on the government. Look at yourself. We raised that. We didn't teach them that. I believe in my kids coming up, or any kids, you as a parent, you always want them to have it better than you had it. But it's not like what you had was so bad. I grew up extremely poor in extremely violent neighborhoods, but it actually turned me out to be not too bad of a person. And, you know, I had a very strict mother that, you know, her first warning was all three. So the next time she spoke, you was getting your ass whooped, which taught me a lot about life respect, following orders, discipline, respect, all those things. So, you know, I will have to say that at the time, I hated my upbringing. I hated the life, but I look back now at 55 years old and, you know, I look and say, hey, you know, my mom did the best that she could do with what she had to work with, and I didn't turn out too bad. So we have to understand that although we want our kids to have it better, the old-fashioned things that was taught to us, like the other day, me and my son, I was in the car waiting on him to come out getting his food. And ladies walked out, one older lady, one younger lady, and my son stood there, and he held the door open for them. Well, that was one of the things, as a youth, I always taught him. If you see a woman coming, you hold the door open for her. That's just being a gentleman. I taught him to tell a guy, shake his hand, look him straight in the eyes, and talk. All this Twitter language that don't go well over with me. Don't be, IDK and all this crap. I don't want to hear that. Open up your mouth and speak like you got some damn sense. So I think in this era that we want our kids to have it better, I think we've lost sight of the old-fashioned respect, the prayers, the thankfulness, the gratefulness, the respect, the working for the things that you want in life. We, in this day and age, our kids have phones at 3 years old because as a parent, you feel that that's what they, that's what you want to give them. Hey, I'm not judging anybody. You do it how you want to do it. But except what it is, we just raised a generation of some people. I know in my household, my wife had three kids. They work one or two jobs. They're respectful. They pay their bills on time. I couldn't have got a luckier bunch. That is very respectful, hardworking, humble, all those things. I couldn't have got any luckier. And I say lucky because you could do the best job that you can as a parent. You can cross all the T's, dot all the I's, and kids can still make their own choice about what they want to become. I know me as a kid, my mom did the greatest job that she could, but yet I still got out on the streets and made my own decisions about who and what I wanted to do that did not coincide with how I was raised. But that happens. You get out, they start running with the wrong crowd. Next thing like me, kid at 14 and all these other things that was not necessarily the way your mom raised you. It was the choices that you made. So I think out of actually raising four kids, I think they turned out okay. And I think a lot of it has to do with parenting. But as we all know, parenting doesn't come with a blueprint. We just do the best job that we think we can do, just like our parents did. There's luck involved in that. Our kids, they were taught to make the right choices, and they have made some of the right choices. So that's luck. That's thankful that, we raise them, but that don't mean they have to do how you raise them. I've seen it a million times. I've seen kids that had to go to church every Sunday, honors classes at school, wind up in prison because they made the wrong choice, running with the wrong crowd. Once they get to a certain age, you can't dictate who they hang out with. You can't dictate who they fall in love with. You can't pick their boyfriend or girlfriend for them. If we could, our parents tried it. We didn't allow them to do it. Think of how many mistakes you wouldn't have made if you listened to your parents with your relationships or whatever it might be. We made our own choices, and they got the right to make their own choices. So, like I said, in that sense, I think we got lucky. But we can't be too hard on this generation of what they call millennials because we raised these kids. They are a product of what we did and didn't do as parents. And the sooner we accept that and start to teach some great habits and great things and great work ethics and things like that, the better off we'll be as a nation. I've always believed that. I still believe it today. And I think we got to do a better job as parents. You know, kids are going to be kids. They're going to follow, you know, when they're younger, they don't choose what they eat. I see little fat kids running around all the time because their parents always stuffing nachos and shit in their face. They don't have a choice. I'd rather see them smoke crack than to freaking eat that garbage. But, you know, that's a metaphor that I don't really want to see kids smoke crack, but I don't want to see them eating unhealthy and growing up unhealthy. I mean, you have kids now that they're 14 with ailments of a 40-year-old. I don't want to see that either. I work in this profession and I understand, you know, having your health is the greatest thing that you can have. So we need to respect that. But anyway, until next week, we'll be on here. Me and my son will get on here and we'll do our generational differences. If you have a topic that you want to hear about, email or text. There is always included in the description. And so until next week, from It's My World One, your boy Sir Earl, I'm signing out. Peace.